Price separately, valid through December 7th.
This show furnished by Vinny Tortorich.
He's Hollywood's go-to guy for health and fitness. It's Fitness Confidential with celebrity fitness trainer Vinny Tortorich.
Your good intentions have been stolen, and I'm here to help you get them back. Call me now at 1-800-222-5222.
Yeah, I'm Vinny Tortorich. You're listening to Fitness Confidential. You can call me right now, 1-800-222-5222. Once again, that number is, in case you were trying to write it down, 1-800-222-5222. You know, right before I came on the air, my producer, Cal Saul, walked in here, very nice guy, and gave me a cup of coffee. And he said to me, I don't know how you take it, but I know you don't take it with sugar. And he was right. So he didn't put sugar in it. Thank you, Cal. But he brought me this product made by Coffee Mate. God, I hope they're not a sponsor for this station, because I'm getting ready to go all wicked on their ass. This is a cream-like product. Now, most people, when you talk about health and fitness, they would go, oh, Vinny says I can have half and half. And this says, in fact, it says on the thing, Nestle, that should be your first clue as to not ever taking it. I always say if something says Nestle or Kraft on it, good luck, because you're killing yourself. I'd rather see you smoke 3 packs of cigarette a day and blow the secondhand smoke into your kid's face. Because this is worse than that. Nestle, Kraft, any of these companies, folks, come on. Eat fresh food. Eat meat. Eat chicken. Eat fish. Eat vegetables. Call it a day. But like everyone else, I love the coffee bean, and I love when you take the coffee bean and grind it up and then pour hot water over it, and you got yourself a nice fresh cup of coffee. But Coffee Mate, why in the hell does coffee have to have a mate to begin with? Isn't coffee good by itself? Why does anything need a mate? I get it. We need mates, right? If we want to procreate, we want to have. But you can't procreate. Coffee doesn't need a mate. It doesn't have to have anything with it. It's a flavor all by itself. That's why, you know, you go to Starbucks, and I was at Starbucks earlier today, and I saw the guy in front of me. He said, I'd like to have a Flappuccino and add some this to it and make it vanilla and then put some whipped cream on it. And I looked at the guy and I went, hey, that's dessert. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's not even coffee. It's a dessert. Right? And by the way, did anyone know that Starbucks is the third largest fast food restaurant In the world. Think about that for a second. They call themselves a coffee shop, yet they're number 3 in the world in fast foods. Probably behind something like, I don't know, a McDonald's or one of those. Probably. But you're sitting there thinking, oh, it's a coffee shop. There's no calories in coffee. What can go wrong? The one thing they don't sell when you go there, I walked in there and I threw them for a loop by ordering a black cup of coffee. By the way, they charge $2.45 for a medium, which, you know, everyone is outraged over Trump. How did he become president? Everyone's outraged over Trump. Nobody seems to be outraged over a $2.45 worth cup of coffee that doesn't even taste good. It's not even good. It's not even average. This thing that Cal Saul just brought to me in here that costs Cal, get on the mic. You got a mic there, Cal? He's pulling it up. He's trying to get on.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cal, what kind of coffee is this that you guys make at the station?
It's Coffee Bean Coffee.
Coffee Bean Coffee.
Coffee Bean, that's actually the brand, Coffee Bean, like the Coffee Bean
What do you get it? Shops. You get it by like a pound? You get a pound at a time?
They give us these boxes full of packets. We cut open the packet and we dump it in there.
Okay. What do you figure? Let's say you went out and bought, I don't know, a pound of coffee bean coffee. What are you thinking you got there? $8-$10?
Yeah, something like that.
For a pound. Okay. How many cups of coffee you think you could get from a pound?
I'm guessing probably like 10 pots.
10 pots. 10 pots from $10 worth of coffee. That's amazing, right? And then you go to Starbucks, or Coffee Bean for that matter.
Yeah.
Or that's Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, right?
Pete's
is another one. You know, everyone goes, I love Pete's. Oh, I love Pete's. Oh, Pete's is the best. Problem is, you can't find Pete's, number one. Number two, you're a douchebag if you think Pete's is any better than Coffee Bean or Starbucks. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. By the way, I just threw a Coffee Mate thing at the wall and it splattered everywhere. Now we have Coffee Mate. Let's see. When they get here in the morning, there's going to be Coffee Mate all over the damn window. You know, Jillian Barbary is going to come in here tomorrow afternoon, my little sweetheart. She's going to, what happened? Someone threw up last night. Cal, you might want to get in here. There's Coffee Mate all over the damn thing. We got to clean that up. I'll take care of it at the break, but I just wanted to get all over this beautiful carpet you guys got in here. It's already stained up pretty good.
We're moving out of here in a few weeks anyway.
So who cares? You know what? Leave it up there. When I come back next week, I want to see that stain up there. I want to hear the morning crew talking about that stain. But I'm looking at this Coffee Mate. Everyone thinks it's, how you say, half and half. But you know what? Cal, did you pull this out of the fridge? This.
No fridge, not refrigerator.
No fridge. You don't need, no, wait.
Hang on. It's just been sitting out there. There's a pile of them been sitting out there all week.
Okay. So I know at home when I buy heavy whipping cream to put in my coffee, I got to actually put it in the fridge because if I don't, it's going to go bad pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
No, not this stuff. Not this stuff at all. This stuff is like a roach. It can make it through anything. You can bring this out to a desert. You can bring this in anywhere you want. This is not going to go bad. You know why? Because it's not real cream. It's full of crap. You want to eat crap? You're going to have problems. Stay away from this. Anything that comes in a little thumb-sized package that I can wing at Andre in the booth. Of course, there's double glass between me and Andre. Anyway, folks, don't drink this. You know what you want to do? This makes me so mad, it makes me want to poop. And when I poop, I like to use a squatty potty. You know why? Because it makes pooping better. I used to hate going to the bathroom because I was like, I got to wait. I got to go to the bathroom. I got to yank my pants down. I got to pull the underwear down. You got to sit there. And think about it, folks. Before we had cell phones, before we had smartphones, you were sitting there with nothing except maybe an old magazine. Now you got your cell phone. I still don't like to go to the bathroom with my cell phone. But Squatty Potty made it fun. That's right. Squatty Potty makes pooping fun again. Here's what you want to do. Let me tell you how this product worked. I think it was the number one product ever in the history of, what's that show, Shark Tank. You know, you go into Shark Tank and you got these guys looking down their nose at you. Hey, we got money, but you don't. You need money. So you got to now convince Mark Cuban of, and you got Mark Cuban looking down his nose going, why should I buy your product? I could go make it myself. That's why I would never go on that show, because those guys could go right behind your back, go, yeah, your product sucks. Guess what? They saw Squatty Potty. It's the number one product I think they ever had on that show, Squatty Potty. And let me tell you how it works. It puts you put your feet on a Squatty Potty while you're taking a dump, put your feet in the perfect position. And that position makes everything come out better, faster, smoother. You won't even have to use toilet paper. I'm telling you, the money you save on toilet paper after you use a Squatty Potty is pretty amazing. You might want to take one sheet of toilet paper just to check and make sure you're good. That's about it. You don't really need this stuff. Anyway, if you want a Squatty Potty, go to VinnieTortorese.com. Click through the Squatty Potty banner. Or you could go straight to Squatty Potty, but when you get to checkout, put in the promo code Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E. Don't spell Vinny with the wimpy Y, because you won't get a discount. V-I-N-N-I-E 15, Vinny 15. You get 15% off your entire order. Now, let me tell you something. If you have two bathrooms, get three Squatty Potties, because someone's going to come to your house and they're going to go, hey, you know what? What was that thing I've been using all week? And as a gift, they're so inexpensive. You could just give one to a friend. That's right, Squatty Potty, the best product on the planet. They Mark Cuban thinks so on Shark Tank. Mr. Wonderful, he thinks so. They all love it over there. They love it there. We love it at VinnieTortorice.com. I want you to love it also. Squatty Potty. Go to SquattyPotty.com. Again, what you want to do is put in the promo code Vinny. I lost my train of thought for a second because everyone in the booth is like waving at me at the same time. Anyway, Squatty Potty, Vinny15. You know, I wanted to come in here calm today, but it ain't happening. We got a great show coming up. Folks, you could call me right now at 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back after this.
Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-489-1260. 800-489-1260.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store? Those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-489-1260. 800-489-1260.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store? Those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Okay, here we go. Drive home promo, take one.
Hey, it's Jillian Barbary, and how do you want me to say in the beginning?
On the next drive home.
Okay.
Here we go. Take two.
Coming up on the drive.
Blah, 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 blah. Take three.
Coming up on the drive home. John, I can never do these. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it.
You're telling me.
F*** you.
Just listen in between three and six on talk.
Can I just add that now?
Sure.
Okay.
Take whatever.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, great job, Jill.
One 800-222-5222 is the number if you'd like to call in. Again, that's 1-800-ABC-KABC. Please call in if you'd like. If not, the hell with you. Anyway, a lot of cool things happening. I have someone calling in about 12 or 15 minutes. You guys will love this woman. She was the masseuse on the crew with a guy named Pete Kostelnik. Pete just ran across the United States and shattered the Run Across America record, something that held for 30-something years. I'm looking forward to speaking to Cinder Wolf. She'll be on in just a little bit. Let's see what's going on right here. Let's take a call, because sometimes I just go on and on and on, and I tell people to call, and then I don't take calls. Anna from Detroit. How you doing, Anna?
Hey, Vinny. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. How you doing, Pumpkin?
Hey, I just want to call in. As you know, I've been following you from the very beginning. I just want to say I continue to be inspired by a lot of people who have been inspired by you. A lot of testimonials, people who have changed their lives. Their health is in tow, and it's so rewarding to see people capturing their health again, and they all owe it all to you, teaching them kind of going back to Mother Nature, eating the real way. And it's just a simple hang in there. You do what you do, you're doing well, and you're changing lives. That's it.
And I really appreciate hearing that, but here's the real scoop on that. I don't really do anything other than suggest to people eat a certain way. Cut out all the junk food. Cut out anything that's in a hermetically sealed package. Eat fresh food. Eat vegetables. Eat, some fruit, but don't just go crazy on the fruit. Eat meat. Eat fish. You know, it's a simple way to eat. Now, you're in the Facebook group. I know that because
yep.
I know who you are, because I've already heard, I hear your voice, and I'm guessing you're my Anna. Anna Sadatju?
Oh, yeah.
And, look, the bottom line is, you're in that group, and there's a group, folks, on Facebook called Vinny Tortorich's No Sugars, No Grains. It's a free group. I don't own the group. I did not start the group. The group has my name on it. Anna, how many people are in that group now?
I think it's closing in on 12,000.
Wow.
Quite a big crowd. A big crowd. And inspired. I think it's become a group that we all have learned kind of fundamentally what you have taught us, but with amongst ourselves, we kind of teach each other what we've learned from you and from Anna, and kind of just very simple, go back to Mother Nature, eat the real stuff. And it, quite honestly, it's very liberating for a lot of people, especially probably women who are so accustomed to calorie counting, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig kind of stuff. And when they can finally find a lifestyle that says just go back to a very natural way of eating, very fundamental, it's very liberating, I think, for many of them.
It really is. I'm playing my Kumbaya music underneath you right now, Anna, because the bottom line is, let's enjoy for a second. Let's just sit back and listen. Kumbaya. You know what that means? You know what kumbaya means?
Let's all love one another.
F, my lord. What the F? What the F, my lord? What the
what
F?
What the F?
Yeah, it fits, right? I was a kid in Catholic school, and I was sitting there going, what can this possibly mean? And then one day in fifth grade, I was sitting there thinking about a nun naked, because these nuns wore so much clothes even when it was hot. And I was like, I wonder what they looked like naked.
And I grew up in a Catholic school too, but I'm not sure I concluded the same thing. But all the best.
You know what I'm talking about. You're looking at them with all those clothes on. You're going, I wonder if they're hot underneath that, like garter belts and stuff. I mean, that's what fifth graders think. You know, these nuns, they got to have on, like, the sexy stockings and the garter belt with the little frilly underwear. And they're in church with that big, giant guitar. and then kumbaya. It's like,
I'm sitting there going, what the F? I think I was too busy wondering about the priest and wondering, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you see, I used to go with that. You see, Anna, now you're talking, right? Because I used to think that too. It's like, come on, that priest, he must go over to the convent at night, right? He's got to be creeping, right? That's happening every now and then.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, listen, the group is amazing because I go in the group sometimes and I'll write something and nobody will even pay attention. And they don't pay attention to me. And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. I'm the dude. They even call the group my name. And I'll write something and nobody will even comment on it. Yet somebody else could put a picture. Oh, I don't know. Look, I just lost 257 pounds. Whoop-de-doo. Everybody loses that in the group, right? Isn't it amazing when you see some of these before and after and during photos, Anna?
Hey, I'll be honest. I tell you those before and afters with everybody keeps me inspired. Just to know that you're doing the right thing, you know. And even today when I left the gym, I'm in the locker room, and there are, you know, number of women ranging from the 20s to the 30s, 40s, 50s, and it was sad to see the weight that you saw on these people, and you knew that all that exercise they just did, just like I just did, is only 10-15% of the picture. It's what we really put in our mouth, and it's almost like I wish I could be, you know, hey, let me teach you guys. This is what you really need to be doing. Tune into Vinny and those like him. This is what you really need to do to capture your health. You know, it's kind of sad in the big picture.
Well, yeah, you know, you're right about that. And, you know, I go in the group and I don't write a lot of stuff, but I do a lot of reading. And every now and then someone will tell me, you caused all of this, and I can't buy into that. You know, they caused it. I didn't cause it. A group on, come on, think about it. A Facebook group, there's no advertising. There's no one telling people to go there and congregate, right? They just find the group. You know, first they find my book, Fitness Confidential. You know, the book became some kind of weird juggernaut on Amazon. And, you know, it's done really well. And then we started Pure Vitamin Club from that, which is my vitamin company that makes the world's purest vitamins. But the group, and also, you know, my Twitter feed, you know, I don't have that many people on Twitter, maybe 15,000 people or something. But, you know, people say to me on Twitter, they're like, you answer every question all day. How do you do that? And I always say, it's called social media for a reason. You're supposed to be social in that medium, right?
Right.
So that's what I'm always trying to do. I'm always trying to stay somewhat relevant and social and help people through Twitter. And, you know, I've had people contact me, Anna, and they'll say, you know that Facebook group with like 10,000, 12,000 people, you know, meaning your group. We could sell to those people and you can be a bazillionaire. And I'm always sitting there going, you know what? I don't need to be a bazillionaire because I got the Lord on my side. I have what it takes.
Right.
Right? I got I'm spiritual, Anna. Hang on. Hang on, Anna. Hang on. Folks, if you want to come to a Kumbaya festival, I will be at Flappers in Burbank on January 15th. Come on out to Flappers. I will have up on stage with me special guest Gina Grad from a different station's morning show. Gina and somebody else in the morning. Gina and I are doing a show together at Flappers, January 15th. Tickets are on sale now. Anna, hold on. I want to say goodbye to you off the air because you're hot and everything, so I want to flirt with you a little bit. Folks, go and get your tickets. They're $20. You know, get them now. You can buy them now. Go to Flappers. I guess it's flappers.com. Just put in Flappers and you'll find. How many places call themselves Flappers? What the hell is a flapper? I mean, that was like the 1920s. Ba, ba, da, da. Come on. Come on out to Flappers. Me and Gina Grad will be up on stage. Limited tickets. They just went on sale. Anna, will you be there? I mean, you live in Detroit, so I can't imagine you'll be at that show.
Well, I don't know. January 15th is, I might have a day off from GM. I might be able to make it. I'm not sure.
You might have to come out. You come out.
I might have to.
Come out and hang with me, folks. Anna, hang on. I'm going to say goodbye to you off the air. Folks, come on out to Flappers. We will be back right after this. We should have Cinder calling in, and we will see you at Flappers on January 15th. You are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be back right after this.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tanmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. If you want to look 10 or 15 years younger around the dinner table, pick up the phone right now and order Esotique XV. The results are brilliant and really quick. Here's Donna from Maryland. She said, I love Chamonix products. They absorb nicely without residue, and I look at least 10 years younger than women my age. Esotique XV is better than anything you can find in department stores. Why? Plant stem cells, natural peptides, and flower extracts. Amazing ingredients and a proprietary base delivery system that guarantees quick, clean absorption for maximum results. Simply brilliant, effective, and fast. Call 800-663-2495 to try Esotique XV for yourself. You'll feel the difference and see results very quickly, or you get your money back, no questions asked. Call right now, and for the first time, you'll get Genucel for bags and puffiness free with your order. The best offer of the year, Esotique XV risk-free, and get Genucel as your gift. Call 800-663-2495. That's 800-663-2495.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Infectious diseases spread by pests like malaria, Zika, and Chagas disease are causing a worldwide health crisis. Fortunately, here at home, we don't face the same level of threat, but we shouldn't let our guard down. Mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and Zika are impacting communities across the U.S., and Lyme disease spread by ticks is on the rise. Whether around the world or just around the block, get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Say, what is this? You know what
it is.
790-790-790-790-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to have Cinder Wolf on. She just did something that was pretty incredible. She stuck with a guy for 40-some-odd days as his personal masseuse as he ran across the United States. And we will be talking about that in just a second. Folks, if you go to VinnyTortorese.com, people are always, you know, asking me to put swag out there and the whole thing. I have a new T-shirt out there right now. It's limited time only. Get them while they last. It's an NSNG T-shirt. NSNG stands for No Sugars, No Grains, my brand. And on top it says, my favorite cereal is bacon and eggs. Selling like hotcakes, no pun intended, or maybe it is. That shirt will only be on sale for about another week, maybe two. And then when they're gone, they're gone. So if you want to get the new T-shirt before they're gone, go to VinnieTortorich.com. VinnieTortorich. On the phone right now is Cinder Wolf. Cinder, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Vinny.
Cinder, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing, Pumpkin?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Thanks for coming on. You know, you were with a guy, I'm going to mess up his name, Pete Kostelnik, right? Is that how it's pronounced?
Kostelnik, yes.
Yeah, pretty Kostelnik, close. Like I said. Anyway, Pete is pretty much an unsung hero. The guy ran from coast to coast 3,067 miles to beat a record that went on for how long, Cinder?
36 years.
36 years. I mean, some formidable people we know, formidable people have tried to break this record, right?
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
And has anyone even come close? That was one guy about a year ago, some jerk face who was cheating. The guy was cheating. Who would cheat in that kind of endeavor? Is that where we are now?
That's sad.
It's crazy. So Pete Kostelnik, as you call him, ran from coast to coast. He broke the record. He didn't beat it by minutes or seconds. The guy beat it by what, like 3 days, 4 days?
4 days, yes.
So yep. he went from where to where, Cinder?
We went from San Francisco, California, from the steps of City Hall in San Francisco to the steps of City Hall in New York City. The entire thing must be ran on pedestrian legal roads, so you can't go on any major freeways. Everything he has to be on is pretty much all back roads. So we really did run and travel the back roads of America. It was incredible. And he did do it in 42 days, 6 hours, and 30 minutes.
You know, pretty amazing feat. I mean... It's too bad that the folks, the Donner Party, didn't know more about the fact that they could have run the hell out of Donner Pass. Maybe they wouldn't have had to eat each other. Is Pete familiar with the fact that people have cars now and we have things like, you know, jets that you could get coast to coast in, you know, about 5 hours, anything like that?
Yeah.
Is he familiar with that stuff?
Yeah, although I don't think he really likes to fly much. So
apparently.
He actually drove from Lincoln, Nebraska, his home, to San Francisco 3 days before we started the run. So he actually had done a half across the country drive. And then once he finished the drive or the run, he actually then drove back to Boone, Iowa with his family.
Well, you know, Serena would be the first to tell you that I don't love flying either. I love driving. As a matter of fact, I drive to go visit my parents who live exactly 1,852 miles away from here. And people go, wait a minute, you drive all the way there? How long does it take? And like most ultra people, I just do it nonstop. Now, as I get older, I realize that I'm getting tired towards the end. And the last couple of times I've stopped to sleep for, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours. Because I don't want to be a detriment to myself or anyone else out there. So I've always, you know, stayed away from it. Being the masseuse for someone like Pete, what does that entail? What is your job? What are you doing?
So I actually, my official title for this run was Guardian of the Mothership. So I actually drove the RV that we slept and ate in. I prepared all of Pete's food on the run, and then I did his massage. As you know, I'm an elite sports massage therapist that specializes in runners.
Yeah.
And that's why I was asked to join the team. We actually had three different sessions that we did a day. The first session was sometime between 3 and 3:30 in the morning when he started his run.
Right.
We did about 10 minutes of what's called PNF, proprioceptor neuromuscular facilitation. It's a type of stretching where you're basically resetting the muscles so that they can lengthen, and it works really great. It's wonderful on hamstrings and quads.
Yeah.
The things that, of course, he uses when he's running 70 to 75 miles a day.
Yeah. I'm going to explain to the audience a little more about PNF. It's proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation. It's something I dealt with a lot in college. Basically, if you think about it, if you take your arm and bend it, you know, if you have a straight arm and you bend it, your bicep gets bunched up. You know, you get like the little bulbous look in your bicep. At the same time, your brain sends a message down to your tricep to lengthen it, right?
Yeah.
So the thought pattern, and it works like a charm, if you want to stretch your hamstrings, you just flex your quad, and it will cause your hamstring, it causes your brain to release the hamstring even more, more than you
absolutely
would normally do it. Yeah.
Yep. And so we would do that in the morning. And then when Pete would come in for his second meal of the day, after he had ran about 40 miles, he would eat. And then right before he went back out, we would do some range of motion stretching and some massage. And that would help him to be able to kind of get those muscles to move more than just Pete has almost perfect running form.
Well, but, he would have to, because anything mechanical that's not going right would not be good for someone
absolutely
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And what happens, though, is because he has the exact same form all the time, his muscles actually kind of get stuck in that form. And so that's actually what causes often hip pain or knee pain.
Right.
Is when those muscles kind of get stuck in one form. So we would actually do some full range of motion stretches to get him kind of outside of that comfort zone for his muscles. And then when he finished at the end of the day, somewhere between 70 and 75 miles, he would have dinner. And then right before he went to sleep, which was usually about 6:30 at night, we would do a full massage where we would do a full body massage to kind of reset him to be ready to sleep for the night and to kind of help him to muscles to continue to work. And we did that all 42 days that we were out there.
Now, I've been on crews. You know, as you know, I've been an ultra cyclist for years, everything from 24-hour mountain bike races to 500-mile races. And I've crewed for something called the Race Across America, where it's a nonstop race from coast to coast. The average that anyone sleeps is 2 or 3 hours a night. The rest of the time, your cyclist is on the road. And when you said the mothership, I want to explain to the audience what you meant. Usually to do this, you have one, think of it as like a Winnebago-style van. That's where everything, that's the mothership. That's where, you know, any sleeping that occurs happens or whatever, because you never know where the runner or the rider will end up. It might not be near Motel 6 or anything where you can actually sleep. And then usually have one or two chase vehicles. One chase vehicle where you are right with the runner, and another chase vehicle ferrying stuff from the mothership and so on and so forth. It's a very interesting concept. Cinder, I want you to come back on my podcast so that we can have a long-form discussion about this. Would you?
Awesome. Cool. I would love that, yeah.
And by the way, folks, Cinder and I, we're friends. And as a matter of fact, after the race, she came right over to my house. And when I'm finished with this show, I'm going home, and Cinder will be giving me a rub down, a little PNF, right, Cinder? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Me and Cinder, little PNF. Yeah, I'm making it sound dirty when I get my voice down low like this. Me and Cinder's going to do a little, yeah, play it, pull it up. That's what I love about Andre. He knows what to do. Hey, coming at you. Got Miss Cinder coming up on stage. She's going to be giving Vinny a little PNF right after this. Folks, you are listening to Talk Radio 790. Why do I sound like Wolfman Jack right now? 790 KABC. We will be back right after this. Some cheap sunglasses.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tanmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for really? My name is Ruth Rusey. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
You know, one of the things that happens when I'm traveling a lot and I'm tired and I'm not sleeping in
you
my own bed.
You say things.
I say crazy things sometimes.
I mean, once you called me your lover, people were like, what?
And once I called you my liver.
That'd be closer.
Oh, yeah.
It's more alcohol absorbed. Let's be real. Let's be real.
The Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Please, don't speak. No, 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 go. Go, gentle Scorpio, go. Your Pisces wishes you every happy return.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That never gets old. And I played it for a certain reason, because in this last few minutes of the show, I won't be taking calls, but I will be talking to my partner in crime over at purevitaminclub.com. He should be on the phone right now, Andy Schreiber. How you doing, buddy?
As usual, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Don't speak. No.
Don't speak.
Don't speak.
Don't speak. Just
no, no, no.
The best.
It never gets old, right?
No, that will never, ever get old.
No.
Never, never.
No. So, Andy, what's going on at purevitaminclub.com that we need to know about?
Okay. Here's the thing, and anybody who's been sort of following us, and whether it's on the podcast or the Facebook group or here on Talk Radio KABC AM 790, knows that we have been working on our vitamin B12 sublingual tablet for months now. And we probably shouldn't have announced it as early as we did because it took longer, and so people have been getting, you know, anxious. When's it coming? When's it coming?
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, look, as you know, Andy knows this, but I started Pure Vitamin Club along with Andy Schreiber because as a cancer victim, and I hate to say victim, let's say a cancer survivor. I hate to say
that's
survivor.
Much better. Say survivor. Don't
survivor.
Say
you know, I started looking at everything after the doctors told me that I would live. And that was pretty cool stuff. And I started looking into vitamins, and I kept seeing things like titanium dioxide and magnesium stearate, and I couldn't understand why these things existed. And then it turned out that a lot of things that you're taking for your health can actually end up killing you by causing colon cancer and everything else.
Right.
So that's why we started Pure Vitamin Club. We have the number one vitamin multi-cap on the market. No one makes anything close to what we make.
No.
And no one can compete with the price because we don't have to worry about shelf space. We don't have to worry about advertising or anything else. We just sell it at purevitaminclub.com. And then that went so well that we decided, because I like taking magnesium, and I noticed the magnesium could really mess up your stomach and give you the squirts and everything else. So I said, how can we make a better, how can we make a better mousetrap? We came up with broad spectrum magnesium, right, Ange?
Right, which uses four different types and avoids some of the traps that you, some of the unwanted symptoms you can get from taking certain magnesium supplements. We avoid that entirely, and we give you some of the benefits that from some of the lesser known forms of magnesium, like magnesium taurate, which helps regulate heart rhythm. And people have told us how much it has helped them with their arrhythmias.
That and, by the way, we're not claiming that. These are, we get thousands and thousands of pieces of mail. I call them cards and letters, but it all comes in electronically
now.
Email. Yeah. And, people say, oh, my God, I take it at night. The magnesium, it helps me sleep. Other people are, I take it here and I take it there. The bottom line is my oncologist, my blood doctor, because I had leukemia, says, look, you don't absorb B12 at all, not from the meat you're eating, not from anything. And B12 is a problem that vegans usually have because vegans don't eat meat. And
the point is that people don't necessarily know this. B12 does not occur naturally in any plant product. It only occurs in meat and various kinds of animal products, or on like the bacteria or fungus that you find on dirty food. So if you want to eat a dirty carrot, you might get a little B12 from the dirt on it, but you're not going to get it from the carrot. You're not going to get it from the apple, from the kale, nothing.
You said dirty carrot. That used to be my porn name. Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day when I had to, do that, maybe a little rough trade, but, maybe I'm talking too much.
TMI, Vinny, TMI.
Yeah, maybe I should be quiet.
Don't speak, please. No, go. Go, gentle Scorpio, go. Your Pisces wishes you every happy return.
So Vin, let me finish telling about the B12.
Yeah, go on. Bore me to death. Go on.
To put it as briefly as possible, B12 was the sublingual, which is the best. The reason we do that is that's the best way to absorb it into your system.
Look, some people can't. Your small intestine. Some people can't absorb. I don't absorb it that way. A lot of people don't.
No, you can't. It's much more difficult to absorb by going into your digestive system. So if you put it in a little tablet, sublingual just means under the tongue, that dissolves under the tongue through the salivary glands. That is the best way to absorb it. The problem is we've been able to do our other products, which are capsules, by not being able to, by just not putting any of those fillers into the capsules. The problem with the tablet is there has to be a base material. The amount of actual B12 is not enough. It's so small. You're talking about micrograms. It has to have a carrier. It has to have a material.
Right.
Every other product on the market uses one of a couple different things. You either use lactose, which that's no good for vegans because that's a milk product, or they use something called microcrystalline cellulose.
Ugh, sounds horrible.
You know what that is? You know what it is. I'm asking rhetorically. It is wood pulp.
Wood.
It's wood.
Yeah.
It's basically sawdust that's been ground up really, really fine, and they compress that into a tablet, and then they add the vitamin B12. But because microcrystalline cellulose doesn't hold together, they then have to add a binder so that it won't just fall apart. When you put it in the tablet mold, that it just doesn't stay powder. Something has to hold it together. So they have to use a binding agent, and those can, you know, all kinds of crap that's used for that.
Right.
And then they use flavoring. So you usually have, like, sorbitol, which is a sugar alcohol.
That'll give you the runs.
Which that'll give you the runs, too. Or mannitol, or, you know, they'll use all kinds of different things.
But what do we use, Ann? We're not giving away our formula. We don't use any of that.
Not giving away just yet, but let me tell you this.
Yeah.
And we will announce it because you have to put your ingredients on the bottle, and we will announce this when we release the product. But the base material is going to be something that you would take anyway as a supplement on its own.
Yep.
It is something that
Andy,
maybe
you've said too much. Maybe you've said too much. Let's keep it right there, folks. Go to purevitaminclub.com.
Let me just say one more thing, Ben.
Okay, go on.
It will have no artificial sweeteners, no sweeteners at all, no colorants, no binders, no disintegrants, no fillers. It'll just have that one base material, which is a nutrient in itself, and the B12, and it will be flavored with something, but a completely natural product. And when we explain it all, you'll see there's nothing in there that anybody wouldn't be happy to put in their body.
Right. And by the way, folks, we're making vitamins great again. So go to purevitaminclub.com. By the way, you know who's going to make radio great again? The woman who's coming up right behind me, she does not have a face for radio. She's absolutely gorgeous, and she's got a beautiful mind. Dr. D. Gaines is going to be here. I feel like I can almost hear her right now.
Girl.
who is this wonderful girl?
Who is this girl? I want to meet her.
So, D, what are we going to learn tonight on your show?
Oh, gosh. You know, I thought about emotions and leadership. So one of the things we're going to talk about will be that area. And we're also going to talk about substance abuse and what it does to the brain and why young people should learn as much as possible about substance abuse so they can make better decisions.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm getting ready to leave here. I will be listening to your show on the way out of here. And when I get home, I will be abusing some scotch. Folks, support our sponsors here. Squatty Potty, you know what to do. Squatty Potty, put in the promo code VINNIE15, V-I-N-N-I-E, 1-5, purevitaminclub.com. Go check out VINNIETOTTERIES.com. And coming up right now, Dr. D. Gaines, you don't want to leave. Stay in your car. Go drive around a bit. If you need to go to, I don't know, In-N-Out Burger just to hang out in your car or something, do it.
Thank you, Vinny. You're the best.
No, you're the best. No, you're the best.
I'm working on that, but
don't
you are
speak.
The best.
Don't speak. We'll be back next week. Thanks, D.
Check out Vinny's podcast, Fitness Confidential, on iTunes or at VinnyTortorich.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, at VinnyTortorich.
This show furnished by Vinny Tortorich.
On average, Angelenos spend an additional 80 hours a year behind the wheel due to traffic. And while we can't help you recoup that time,
we can help you pass.